The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and today is April the 28th, 2016. It is a Thursday, and I just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And before we get started on today's live show, we are going to talk about some very, very important things and looking forward to it. First and foremost, let's talk about the importance of Black Talk Radio Network and what that means to you, me, and everyone else that's listening to the network. Everyone, Black Talk Radio Network is right now having a crowdfunding campaign that you can participate in order to keep Black Talk Radio Network and the programs that are brought to you by this network on air and in front of you and bringing you information that you can use and that is so important for our overall community. So how can you maintain the energy of this network? How can you be a part of it? How can you burden some of the responsibilities in ensuring that it can be there and provide for you what it has been providing for you? How can you feed the roots instead of just eating the fruit? You can do that through the crowdfunding campaign that is going on right now as we speak. That blacktalkradionetwork.com and then go to the crowdfunding digital black media section of the website that's there. And there you will be able to participate in the crowdfunding campaign, the Black Talk Media Project crowdfunding campaign. And it is as follow for the first option. And I firmly believe you should do option one, two, or three, whatever is in your budget. But even if, you know, it's something that we have to do. Now, option one is you can make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less. Every contribution is very, very important and can truly, truly appreciate it. And you can do that via PayPal or by sending a check or money order to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina. That's 28120. That is Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. That is option one. So if you give a contribution of $24.99 or less, you will receive, as an appreciation for your contribution, a monthly statistic report and performance of the radio station. And you will also receive social media operations via email. That is option one. Option two, along with receiving everything that you would receive in option one, if you would just give one penny more, and that's $25, a one-time contribution of $25, in addition to receiving the monthly email reports, you will get a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. And if you would like two t-shirts, you would just need to give $50. It goes in increments of $25, For three t-shirts, you would give $75. And for four t-shirts, you would give $100. Now, make sure that you give the sizes and the address where you would like your t-shirts to be mailed to. And to do that, very easy to do. Very easy. You know, I just want to take 1 second. I'm looking at a young man named Ezekiel Elliott that is going to be drafted today. And I'm so happy to see it because I grew up with his dad in Jersey. So big ups to the Elliott family. Hopefully Dallas will take Ezekiel. And man, that would be crazy. I just wanted to give a big shout out to the family. Much love, much respect. So just wanted to go on. Just wanted to say that real quick. But if you're going to engage in the overall t-shirts, just make sure that you have a corresponding size for each t-shirt that you're going to give. And the ladies' t-shirts are on the way. So that should be coming pretty soon. Scotty will let us know how that goes. Next option would be option three. And that one is becoming a monthly contributor of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports and your free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift, you will also be eligible for receiving gifts as a part of a appreciation for your contribution. It's a financial support to Black Talk Media Project. So ensure, once again, make sure you put in the appropriate sizes for how many t-shirts that you actually were going to be receiving. So that is how you can engage and support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are here to keep it on air. And this is something that I've done and I'm going to continue to do, and I need to actually do it in a more consistent manner because this network is so important. So, and tell your friends, tell your family members about the radio station. And also this spring and this summer has some events where Black Talk Radio Network can be featured. And this would be very, beneficial to the network and truly, truly appreciate it. So looking forward to this network growing. And thank you for everyone here that has supported the network. We sincerely thank you for everything that you've done. Now, next we have our Facebook page for Tando Radio Show. And there we are on Facebook. You can go to Tando Radio Show. And that's Tando Radio Show on Facebook. And check us out there in some of the articles that we posted for today. You can check us out there. And let's get to some of those articles now. If you have a question or comment about anything, you can reach us there. And before we get to that, I just want to say there are some businesses that we want to highlight. Uncle Fats is now available, ready for delivery. You can go to getunclefats@gmail.com. That's getunclefats@gmail.com for some of the great seasoning, all natural seasoning that is available. That's there. The stuff is really, really good. I use it myself and absolutely it's just a great, great seasoning. You end up putting it on everything and enhances the flavor of pretty much everything. So you can go there at getunclefats@gmail.com. Also, if you're interested in the precious metals class, you can reach out to me at 951, text me at 951-790-8330 or email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. And you can reach us there for the precious metals training and the preparedness training classes that we have ongoing that's there. Now, got some great news to pass on to you today, but I want to get to some of the, before we start the show, I want to get to some of the articles that we have posted there in Tando that I thought were extremely important. Now, the first one was the market gets the worst kind of surprise as BOJ, which is the Bank of Japan, stands pat. Sorry about that, everyone. Allergy season got me too. Now, last night, the Bank of Japan totally surprised everyone. And it had a direction that most people wasn't expecting. But if you were in our trading classes, we talked about it, but I didn't trade on it because was just didn't want to pull the trigger, but we definitely talked about this, a very move happening. And lo and behold, it did happen. So a lot of things that are going on in the financial realm, and we're going to talk about those things today that you need to know about so that you can position yourself accordingly. So check out that article. Very telling. Next article. Foreign investment soars in Iran securities market. And this comes from the Financial Tribune Daily. Why is that? Now, let me tell you, if foreign investment is soaring in Iran securities, it's for a reason. They understand where the things are going and what is happening in the world, and they're positioning themselves and preparing themselves for the overall economic change. And I am happy to announce today, I have a very some good news for you all so that you can get involved in it and actually protect yourself, protect your family in a very, very easy process in a very, very defined way. It will require discipline from you, but we will talk about that in the class. But everyone else in the world is preparing. You need to, too. And finally, I'm so happy that a venture that I was working on and actually looking for the right fit has come about, and there is great opportunities for you, and I'm going to bring that to you right after we get out of the news. Next, we have coming from, it says, rising sovereign risk from EM. EM stands for emerging markets. Forex debt, sorry. Rising sovereign risk from emerging market Forex debt. And this comes from the Financial Tribune also. This was a very critical story also that you needed to know. My man Jambone, you saw the importance of it. And so the whole world is positioning themselves for what is unfolding as we speak. And you need to do that. And we've actually created a way for you to completely protect yourself from what's coming, regardless of who you are. There are some opportunities that you need to seize on now and to position yourselves accordingly. We'll talk about that. Next article comes from, well, it talks about, this was a post that I had earlier in the month. And, you know, but it's just so very true and important to today was my commentary. Posted earlier this month, but still very true and important today. What if no one showed up to vote? Very telling. Let me tell you something. The time from voting, that trick should no longer be able to pull out a rabbit on you, because the key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. Now you need to move into what you know. You need to increase what you know so that you can properly protect yourself, your family, and our overall community from the current climate and the tricks of the great musician. This is what the magic tricks are all about, to keep you believing that they have your best interest at heart, and they don't. You need to execute your free will. The key thing to your free will is that it's the key to your freedom. It's the key to your sovereignty. It's the key to your self-determining. And it was given to you freely to maintain it. Now the freedom was given to you. Now it requires the execution of your free will in order to sustain it. So this is something that is very, very important. Check out this article and some of the things that we need to talk about and do. Now it's time to find the appropriate solutions for the advent of tricks and deception that are threatening us. So check out that article. Next article. New black chemtrails reported worldwide. Word of chemtrails being placed. Excuse me. Move this. Word of chemtrails have been placed on the internet for years, but you were a person saying that they were all fake. There will be no denying this. Black chemtrails are all over the skies. It is a new phenomenon with reports increasingly worldwide. So this is something that is going on globally. So check out that article. Pretty much tells you with some of the things that's going on. Next, why NATO has become one of the most destructive forces on the planet. Really? But it's so true. But are we finally just waking up to this? Well, I'm glad that we're waking up to it. But what are you doing about it to protect yourself, your family, and our overall communities is the key, because they are still doing what they're doing. But check out this article. Very, very true. Actions in Afghanistan, Europe, and Libya have created insecurity rather than order. Very, very true. But, and this is going to continue to happen, but it's going to be brought here to your doorsteps in the United States, because you are the real target. Next article. It says, you don't own that. The evolution of property economics. Really, really interesting. Check out this article. And if you really think about it, it's so true. Next article, very, very important one. And my commentary on this one was building up perfectly for a continued cascading default effect that will be global in nature. We are going through a economic paradigm shift. Have you noticed? Are you ready? Will you be on the right side of this whole thing? Very, very important that you know and that you are, because your very economic livelihood is at stake and has been threatened and is going to be sacrificed for the overall good of the agenda to continue to manipulate mankind. So this is what one of the reasons why we started Tando, to get you all economically, mentally, physically, spiritually prepared for what the overall agenda, the malevolent agenda that is at hand. So next article. Well, before we go to today's show, was going to be the 96-hour margin call role play, which someday will be very real. And said, talk to you all tonight on Tando Radio Show. Well, before we even get into the 96-hour margin call, there's something a little more important, and I'm very pleased to bring this announcement to you all and talk to you about what it is that we have and what it is that's going on, and how you can be fully prepared and actually position yourself to be prepared for what's going on. So, next article. It says aspartame poisoning. Do you have the symptoms? Check out this article. Very, very good one, important one. Another one, America's untold history of foreign, abolitionism and societal civil rights. This is very, very important article. This one, to me, this was, you know, it tells what the whole purge of the United States is going to be about. And this comes from Sputnik News, a Russian agency, and tells you pretty much where the overall global direction is. And believe me, the world knows and is very familiar with the colonization and the overall malevolent agenda of the corporation of the United States, and how it has waged its war against humanity in order to control and enslave and bond people here and globally. And the world is now, they're setting up for where the U.S. will take the fall. But the key to this whole thing is that we as people throughout the globe have to position ourselves, so no longer are we going to be the property or to be subject to another man's rule. Very, very important. Next article, Damascus, arrival of 150 U.S. soldiers to Syria. Dangerous invasion. Check out that article. Now, this is one of the most important articles of the day, in my opinion, that you really need to check out. And there's a reason why. We may touch on this today. And I'm going to come back to it. Here it is. French Assembly adopts a resolution calling to end anti-Russian sanctions imposed by the EU. The French MPs have voted in favor of a resolution to lift the EU-imposed sanctions initially slapped on Russia over the crisis in the Ukraine and the reunification, and it stopped there, it says with, that it goes on. But this is probably the most important article of the day because it tells you a whole lot about what's going on. And we're going to touch on this today. Definitely. And then my man, Brother Braggs, thanks, Brother Braggs. He reposted because the importance of it all. The aspartame poisoning. Do you have the symptoms? Brother Braggs, is so true. This is important. Then there was an article that I posted just before we went on Tando. President Obama's the celebrity figurehead of the United States, weighs his economic legacy. 8 years after the financial crisis, unemployment at 5%, deficits are down, and GDP is growing. What? Why do some voters feel left behind? The president has a theory. So check that out. Let me tell you something. And we're going to touch on this in the show today. So I'm going to leave my comments about that as we get into the show. But this is something, there's more to this, a whole lot more to this. And what you need to know, what they're not telling you, but what you should be reading between the lines on this whole thing. Next one. Obama admits he failed as a salesman of economic recovery. In the twilight of his second term, President Obama is lamenting his failures to sell the success in putting the American economy back on track after the 2008 crisis. We're going to touch on this also, very, very telling as to what's going on. Next one, this is a really good article from peakprosperity.com. Automating ourselves to unemployment. The students of Austrian business cycle theory are familiar with the term malinvestment. A malinvestment is any poor use of resource or capital commonly made in response to bad policy. This is very true. And I am a firm believer, I do subscribe to some of, I don't subscribe to the Keynesian style of economics. I do have some fundamental connections with the Austrian because of what it does. And for those of you that are in, understand that and are into that, you know exactly what I mean, especially if you've been listening to Tando, you know what's important to us here and why I would say that. So those are some of the articles that we have posted. And let me tell you, this, we are at a very critical juncture. And what we have done, and I just want to, well, before we'll do it after the break, but what I want to say is that the U.S. right now is losing allies left and right. And it's going to continue. They're going to continue to lose economic support. They're going to continue to lose allies, and all of those allies and the economic support that it is now, that it was used to and it had before in the past, that investment and those alliances are going to go elsewhere, and they're going to go to the BRIC nation. Now, I said it was the most important article. And what I want to do is I want to just quickly take a look at just the very beginning of this article and lay out to you why this is so important, because this directly affects every single person listening to Tando Radio Show today. Like it or not, ready or not, it will affect you in one way. I would rather it bring opportunity to you than to bring adverse conditions. I would rather it work to your benefit, that you can actually gain from this, than for you to actually be victimized by it all. And it is going to be one or the other. And I would rather it be the one in which you can position yourself for this great wealth transferring that is going on. Now, this comes from RT. And it says, French Assembly adopts a resolution calling to end the anti-Russian sanctions opposed by the EU. Now, why is this so important? Who are the French? The French are supposed to be allies with the United States. The French went to war against Libya, and they've been warring against Libya for many a years because of the natural resources that Libya controls, they are one of two countries in the world that produces the best oil on the planet, known as light sweet crude, them in Nigeria. And in the intro, it talked about Gaddafi wanting to put Africa on the gold dinar and how the United States and the French didn't want that. Because, and not only that, that would reposition black people to have what? They would have resources and would be essential to the economic climate and the economic development and the overall geopolitical importance and geopolitical position in the world. They would be, they would have relevance. They would have, they would be economically relevant. They would be geopolitically relevant. And once that happened, that was a great threat to what? The reserve currency and the dollar hegemony that the dollar had from its position as the reserve currency and a petrodollar that was backed by debt and was backed by confidence. And that confidence was backed by intimidated confidence. It was backed by debt from intimidation. Debt from threats, debt from force, because any country that ever tried to go against the dollar or challenged the dollar was met with force. And this is what happened to Gaddafi. I had only wished that Gaddafi would have waited a little longer for the appropriate time. The only thing was that maybe. And what I mean by that is that he should have waited until the overall movement was going that way. But he may have thought, because if you know Gaddafi, you would know the significance that he had with the Hunt brothers in the 70s. Excuse me, in the 80s. And why that was so important, the 70s and into the 80s. And because of that, Gaddafi would have, if he had did the gold dinar, Africa would have changed its economic positioning in the world completely. But he was just a little too premature in the whole thing. So let's go to this article really quickly. And then we'll go to a commercial break and then we'll go with today's show. Now, it says the French MPs have voted in favor of a resolution to lift the EU-imposed sanctions initially slapped on Russia over the crisis in the Ukraine and the reunification with Crimea. The document is non-binding. 55 members of the French National Assembly have supported a resolution calling on the government not to extend the sanctions imposed on Russia by the EU. 44 voted against and 2 abstained. Of the 577 deputies in the National Assembly, the lower house of French Parliament, 101 took part in the vote. The resolution calls for the French government to protest extensions of the EU sanctions against Russia, was submitted by 85 French MPs. Members of the center-right Republican Party who initiated the parliament debate said the documents called on French government not to extend the restrictions, measures, and economic sanctions imposed on Russia by the European Union. Goes on to say, the debate, how much time we got? Okay. The debate canceling the sanctions was held at the National Assembly for the first time. The politician said, Morena stressed that the anti-Russian sanctions should be lifted because they only cause harm. We are demanding that the sanctions be lifted because they are totally ineffective and they are dangerous for our economy, he told the assembly. Let me stop right there. Tells you everything that you need to know. and it tells you what you should be doing right now and what is so important in the new economic paradigm that is being established. Basically, and when we come back, we're getting ready to go to the break. And we come out of the break, well, we got 1 minute. Basically, what France is doing is telling everyone in the world that Russia is our new ally and we're going to be partnering with them. And we're not going to damage our economy by having some crazy sanctions against an economic partner like Russia. And if they're an economic partner with Russia, that means that they are no longer an ally or an economic partner with the United States. And these are the sentiments that are being displayed by not only France, but Germany. France is indirectly speaking for Germany and for Britain. And let me tell you, for all of the NATO nations, they are leaving the United States in droves. This is why when you're in a position of advantage, when you are the one that's holding the cards, when something goes wrong, you don't go see anyone. Everyone has to get on a plane to come and see you. Last week, the celebrity figurehead, the president of the United States, for the Corporation of the United States, the celebrity figurehead got on a plane and went to a couple of countries, went to Saudi Arabia, went to Germany, went to England to reestablish the former alliances and bonds that had made the United States artificially and fraudulently prosperous. And all of those countries gave them the cold shoulder and said no. Even though they are all in one big fraternity with each other, but this is how this is going to be playing out. And when we come back out of the break, I'll tell you the significance of this and what I think you should be doing. There is something that you should be doing that is practical that you can do right now and start. And you need to start because the rest of the world is. You're listening to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. At any time on in today's show, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound and hit star 61. I will see you in queue and I will definitely bring you up so that we can have a dialogue instead of a monologue. We're getting ready to go to a couple of commercial breaks. And when we come back, we're going to jump right back in the show. You're listening to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network for live programming schedules. Visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network.
Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and I just want to thank you all once again for listening to Tando Radio Show at any time during the show. If you'd like to get in on a conversation, if you have a question or comment that you would like to make, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032-POUND, and just hit *61. I'll see you in queue and definitely bring you up. I was talking about what is going on globally in what this means, and going to bring you some great news in this segment of the show and how you can prepare for this. And it's a very practical, very easy way, and is a full efficient way, in my opinion, for you to actually protect yourself and your family. And it's actually something that I've been working hard on for a very long time. And just knowing that around this time, the opportunities would come, and just waiting for that to happen, we put together our own business of precious metals. So if you're interested in purchasing precious metals, you can go to prosperitymint.com and order your precious metals there. But now I have some real good opportunities for you all that we're going to talk about. But before we do that, we need to talk about why. And you need to see why and what's going on so that you can see what's going to happen before it happens or as it happens. Because if you don't see something coming before it comes, then you won't know what to do when it arrives. So that you have to anticipate and position yourself and be prepared so that it will not catch you off guard and take you out. You know, preparing is it brings you so many different disciplines that have been lost, eluded, or have been ignored within our community. We have been addicted to debt, cash. We have been addicted to the system, the economic system that man has created in order to enslave us all. And at some point, at some time, we have to wean ourselves from that addiction. We have to get back to some of the true disciplines of sustainability. We have to get back to the opportunities, the fortunes that the great creator God Almighty has left and created for us. Now we have to create from those opportunities ourselves, because we've been given and actually have received the greatest gift, our free will. Now it's time for us to execute that free will in a way that actually exemplifies our sovereign, self-determining, and benevolent agenda towards legacy and prosperity, so that we can reestablish a culture that we have surrendered. You know, and I say that we surrendered our culture because we follow the trend of someone that has a different agenda than us. Whenever we compromise our morality for someone else's agenda, you have really sold yourself and your people and your community and humanity out, because you've compromised your moral convictions as to what is relevant and what is necessary, important for you. You're taking on someone else's life and agenda instead of you executing the greatest gift that you've been given. We're squandering our opportunities. And this is something that we really haven't been shown, because it's not the appropriate thing for the agenda. The agenda is threatened by that. Why? Because it no longer has anyone to claim as their slaves. It's time for us to be self-determining. It's time for us to be sovereign. Really sovereign, and it's time for us to practice real sustainability and to reignite, reestablish, our culture, because your culture is what you pass on for sustainable life, the practices of it. And this is what is so important that we need to do. Now, in this article that was talking about here, said that the French said that this is dangerous to our economy. Let me rephrase and let me give you in between the lines. The U.S. is broke. They're going down. We're not going down with them. If you know anything about the French, you would know something about one of their presidents for the only aircraft carrier that they have, is named after, and how he felt about the United States and told the whole world that they are going to close the gold window. Their whole economy is fraudulent. And the French were concerned about that. I am not a proponent of the French because of the colonizations that they have engaged throughout the world. But see, they knew what real resources were. That's why it was so important for them to steal it from other people. We have lost that connection. Now it's time to really have a different direction. We cannot continue to do the exact same things that have perpetuated and upheld the problems that afflict us and bring us the plight that we have within our community by ways of economics and by ways of culture and by ways of health, spiritual attacks. We cannot use the same consciousness that created the problem. We must think anew and move in a different direction. We must execute our free will. But we first have to know ourselves and know some real truths about all of the living things on this planet and why they live and the importance of them. So the French knew what the U.S. was going to do. They warned the world and the world didn't listen. Now the world has all of their, much of their gold, much of their silver held by the United States. And now they're asking it back from them. And the U.S. has told Germany, told other countries to go pound sand. One of the things that they did with Germany is that they invaded, they had the color revolution in the Ukraine to steal their gold, and the 32 tons that they took out of the Ukraine, they sent it to Germany. Germany knew where that came from and knew what that was all about. And Germany knew what that meant, that they weren't going to be getting any more gold. And let me tell you what that means. When you steal the resources from someone and you try to treat them like a slave, and I tell everyone this in our precious metals class, the wage of a king is gold. The wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver. The wage of a slave is debt. When the United States treated Germany as a slave, Germany says, okay, you're not going to do to us what we've done in the past to people and what we know you do to people. You're not going to treat us as your slaves. Now it's time to fight for the resources. And we're going to go along with the rest of the world and get our resources from you. And that's what's happening right now. So in this article, France says they can no longer uphold the sanctions that the United States, when they say the EU, the United States pushed those sanctions against Russia because they knew what the Russians in China was doing, the BRIC nations were doing. So they positioned themselves to do this, to actually engage in this. And they started the revolution in the Ukraine to destabilize the economy and to destabilize the threat from the challenge to the dollar hegemony. And that was by Russia and China. So now the French are saying we can't do this anymore. Why are they saying that? Why is this a threat to them? Because they want to do business with Iran. They want to do business with China. They want to do business with Russia. You know why they do? Because they have to. They don't get their gas pipeline. The gas will be turned off. They won't get the oil. They won't have the trade if they don't drop the agitator of tyranny, that being the U.S. And in this whole scenario, this comes 1 week not by coincidence, 1 week after China said that they are backing their currency in gold, they are now going to fix the price of gold. And in doing that, in the future, no one will be able to trade in or out of the gold-backed renminbi using the dollar. Why? Because the dollar is leveraged in debt. And the whole world realized that the U.S. can't pay it anymore. The confidence of someone that can pay their debt has been lost. The U.S. credit rating is smashed. But there's a caveat to it all. They understand that they have to get rid of their U.S. dollars. They have to transfer the U.S. dollars into something more credible and something more solid and something more fundamentally sound. And they have to anchor that in different ways. And one of the ways that they're going to do it, this is why the renminbi was accepted by the IMF in November as a part of the SDR. And when they came in, they took a lion's share, a significant portion of the U.S.'s position in the SDR. And they realized that we're going to have to securitize our currency, which is nothing more than a promise to pay with collateral. That collateral being land, manufacturing, resources, silver and gold. And China is saying, in order for us to, for anyone in the world to do business with us, you can't be in the dollar. You can't give us dollars. And you can't trade in for, you can't get into the renminbi using dollars, and you can't be paid out of the renminbi into dollars. This was an economic assassination, and the bullet struck. But what the U.S. did is they wanted to deflect it and let it go through them, the government of the U.S., and hit you, and it has. And this is the important thing that we need to talk about and need to know. What is it that you can do about this? France, Germany, Britain, China, Russia, and all the other countries, Saudi Arabia, are all walking away from the U.S. They didn't come out with that 9/11 thing saying that the Saudis were involved and that they were going to sue them. The Saudis pushed that. Why? Because that gave them plausible deniability to sell the U.S. Treasury. And guess what? There can never, you can never sell something unless someone else is going to buy it. And guess who the Saudis demand buy the U.S. Treasuries? Because no one else in the world is going to do it. They can't push it on Iran. They can't push it on Pakistan. They can't push it on India. They can't push it on Mozambique. They can't push it on Egypt. They can't push it on any other country in the world. They can't push it on China. They can't push it on Japan. They can't push it on Ethiopia. They can't push it on South Africa. Can't push it on Libya. Guess who the buyer of last resort is? Is you. And they are pushing it on you, and they're going to drown you in it if you're not aware that the Titanic has taken on water and is sinking. And this is what I've, the reason why we started Tando Radio Show. And this is what I want to prevent. So now, what France is really saying is that we are no longer an ally of the United States. We no longer support their policies, their procedures, their direction, their economic prowess. We are aligning ourselves with Russia. We cannot have sanctions against our new ally, our new partner. This is reading between the lines, and this is what this means. The ubiquitous fraud of the United States is going to come back home. And it's going to come back home in a form of a piece of paper known as a Federal Reserve note $1 in all of the divisions of the dollar. It's going to come back to you. Ready or not, you won't be able to duck the punch. You won't be able to be affected by it. You won't be able to avoid it. The only thing that you can do is appropriately prepare for it. And that's what we're going to talk about, and that's what is what's needed. And from that, I am so happy to say that right now we have the ability for you to start your own business, fund your business. But the thing in this funding of your business is that it's going to require you to have some real discipline to protect yourself and your family so that you can get the overall cash and transfer it into real resources. We have that ability now. That has been completed. I completed it today. The alliances are set. And this is a great opportunity for every single Tando Radio Show listener, and especially all of you that have been a client in the precious metals and a client in the preparedness class or overall clients of mine. We are going to hold a special conference call right after Tando and throughout the weekend for that. And I'm going to give you the details, but I'm also going to give you, the Tando Radio Show listeners, the details on that. What does this mean? We have the available funding for you to start a business and then actually be disciplined. You need to be disciplined and move some of that funding into getting real money, getting real assets. And I can basically work with anyone. Why am I able to do this? Because the U.S. is trying to send a time bomb to his people. But what we're going to do is that we're going to change that into an asset so that you can actually hedge yourself and protect your family, and most importantly, seize on the opportunities when the people that didn't prepare, the businesses that didn't prepare, the institutions that didn't prepare, the people that are buying different things right now that they think that are cheap. They're buying something for $100,000, and in 5 months, 6 months, a year from now, they will have to sell it for $2,000, $1,000, $200. But you'll be in position to purchase it because you have made a transformation out of cash and into real money and resources, which is going to be the anchor of the world's economy. We are going from a debt-based economy to an asset-based economy. Not only will China require that you not use the dollar, every person that partners with China and is AIIB, the Asian Investment Infrastructure Bank, the BRIC nations, and all of the ASEAN nations and all of the financial sovereign wealth funds throughout the world will be turning their back on the U.S. dollar. In the U.S., the economic policies of the United States, the only place that the tyrannical United States will turn is to you. And they're going to push on you, regardless of who you are. They're going to make you buy their debt. And they're going to force a war and everything else. But if you're wise and you strategically place yourself, your pension funds may have been lost. Many of you are working right now at jobs that where you can't take your pension fund out without leaving your job. And I'm a firm believer, if you don't hold it, you don't own it. Because there will be no legal recourse that you will be able to engage in to get any adjudication on the theft that has taken place. So you need to secure assets now, the assets that the world recognizes as important. And I'm going to tell you, You need to do this before the euro explodes, because the people in Europe know what's up, and they're going to secure themselves, and there won't be very many resources that you will be able to engage in. You can't engage in a barrel of oil. You can't engage in farmland. You need to get the asset that they are asking the wrong price for now. And that is the best form of money that there is, and that's the precious metals. So what it is that we have is that we have the ability to fund you. We have the ability to get you a business, to establish it. If you already have a business, that can be funded. If you are looking to fund you are looking to start a business and you need funding, that is something that you should do. And I think that is a wise thing. And there's a process in which you could be doing that we will share with you. And definitely you need to get funded and then use those funds appropriately and change that from the cash into an asset so that you transfer the liability of default to someone else. The same people that try to choke you with it, you hand it back to them. Why? Because that's the only thing that you're going to be able to do. And it's the only thing that is going to give you economic recourse in this whole thing. The U.S. is in receivership. And I hate to tell you, the global economy no longer responds to the dollar. Nor should you. There needs to be an appropriate response by you. Protect yourself and protect your family. It is a quintessential necessity, and it's a quintessential position that you have to take. And there is no excuse now for you not to prepare. There is no excuse at all for you not to prepare. You must. And if you are, no, you don't have to. You can execute your own free will. But if you are interested in protecting yourself, you can contact me, 951-790-8330, and I will give you text me, and I will give you further information, instructions on how you can do that in the process of it all. What is it that you're doing? We're giving you the opportunity to be your own bank. You will have the opportunity to be your own sovereign wealth fund. You will have the opportunity to protect yourself economically and to seize on the assets and to actually seize on the opportunity in this economic paradigm shift. Let me tell you something about, before we go to the break, let me tell you something about the Great Depression. The people that were prepared for the Great Depression were able to buy the businesses, the viable businesses that could no longer stay in business because their owners failed to prepare. They didn't see it coming, so they were knocked out. Their business was still very viable, but they didn't have the ability to withstand the downturn. This is a window that will be closing. This is one of the reasons why you're seeing so many car loans being made. And let me tell you something, those of you that would do this and are looking to do this, if you are going to do this and just purely use these funds as a part of your consumerism, to actually be a consumer and actually maintain your overall debt and your overall cash addiction, then do not engage and contact me. I do not want to be a part of that. You can do that on your own. And they've already positioned for that to happen for you from the addiction to cash that they put everyone in. But if you're looking to protect yourself and your family and to getting assets actually getting funding, and then you can move that funding and transfer that funding into assets can help you with that. That's what Germany is doing. That's what France is doing. That's what Japan is doing. That is what Saudi Arabia and China are doing. They're moving their cash reserves into assets. This is not a fad. This is the new direction. So if you have any questions or comments, give me a call at 641-715-3660 and the participant code is 549032 pound and hit star 61. I'll see you in queue and definitely will bring you up. We have this ability, regardless of who you are. You want to start a business, fund you. If you want to, if you already have a business, we can fund you. If you are a credit challenged or some of those things, we could assist you in some of those things that you could look at in getting funded. You can actually become your own bank. And it has to start with you. So we have that ability now. And I'm so happy that we do, because there are so many people that we are going to be able to help. And the great thing about that is that we are all going to be able to work together for collective prudence and establish a conglomerate where we can start to buy our sovereign and establish our own Africa town here. Once this economic paradigm switch and this wealth transferring goes full-fledged, the key is that, will you be on the right side of the transfer, or will it come through like a tornado and leave you homeless behind it all? That's what the agenda is. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We're going to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions or comments, just give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. Hit star 61. I will see you in queue and bring you up. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Most of the world's contributions have come from a black man or black woman. Right now is the perfect time to showcase our talents all over the planet. We are BIB Blacks in Business. Search for us on Facebook by typing in We Are BIB Blacks in Business and the name of your state or country. Join us for our new radio program every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. We are BIB Blacks in Business.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit star 61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and just want to thank you all for listening today to today's show, and we have a live show for you at any time. If you'd like to get in and have a question or comment, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032-POUND, and then hit star 61. I will see you in queue and definitely bring you up. So just brought the news of our our new venture that we have, and it's a very good venture because we are able to get you funds that you can transfer into a business and establish a business. And not only that, protect yourself by transferring it into an asset. And guess what? When you do that, you protect yourself from default. One of the things that if the keys to a lot of people don't realize the keys to getting out of debt, they think that they're just supposed to pay off their car, their mortgage, their credit card, their student loan and things of that nature. Yes, that is one part of it all. But if all you do is have cash and saving cash and all you do is hold cash, you have never gotten out of debt. Because I want everyone here, do me a favor. Go to your wallet, your purse, or whatever you have, or your pockets, and pick up a U.S. $1 bill, paper dollar known as a buck. They're bucking you. And you look at the top, and it says a Federal Reserve note. Then under that, it says, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. If that is all that you have, then you are in debt. No matter how you slice it, no matter how many of those you have, you could have 2 million of them, you're 2 million in debt. You can have 20 million of them, you're 20 million in debt, because that can be defaulted on. And it is being defaulted on right in front of you as we speak. This is why the prices of things are going up. It's not that the price of anything is going up. It's the value of the dollar compared to it is going down. See, this is the trick that they don't teach you in the school of obedience. As long as you hold Federal Reserve notes, it's a notice of remission of pay. You are in debt. You can have no student loan, no nothing. Guess what? You are still debt. And when they make that call on the debt and they default on the debt, you will have nothing because you will lose everything. And this is how you lose everything. This is just the truth. This is basic economics that they didn't tell you. And the reality of this is that you can ignore the reality of it, but you won't be able to ignore the consequences of ignoring that reality. And the reality of that is this: whatever you purchase with that paper and you had it and leveraged in debt, because now you don't have the ability to move anything out of to get the currency in order to maintain a medium of exchange, a transaction, you're going to lose everything. See, this is a debt instrument. And the whole world said they've lost confidence in this debt instrument and they don't want to hold it no more. You know what they're saying? Your people in your country have been living high off the hog off of our sweat and labor throughout the time. You've been stealing our resources. You've been forcibly strong-handing us into deals that only benefit you. You require that we pay your debt. You require that we maintain a lifestyle of living for you. You treat us as a slave, but guess what? No longer do we have to be your slave because we have the capability to kick you out. And they're kicking them out. And the U.S. is trying to hide that from you so you won't protect yourself. And you are going to be the buyer of last resort. They've done it through MBSs, mortgage-backed securities. They already purchased all of your homes. They purchased your homes because they're using them as collateral leverage to hand over at the appropriate time. They've also created bank bail-ins, where now, whenever you deposit cash into the bank, it's no longer yours. It's the banks to do whatever they want to do and to settle their investment obligations, risks and loss with. And they'll just give you another piece of paper saying that you are part of you own the bank that is now insolvent. You won't have access to cash. And if you do have access to cash, it will be extremely trash cash. What you grew up with, the purchasing power of the dollar, is no more. And is only going to continue decline from here. Now, you can't get your cash out of your retirement, out of this and this and that. It's all tied up in different things. They promised that they'll pay your retirement, give you Social Security. Why did they do that? Because They told you, pay us now. We promise. I promise to pay you later. Knowing that they was going to have the economy collapse appropriately so that they would never have to honor that promise. They got you going. They got you coming. But they don't have you. If you go back to what God's money is, if you don't reject the true knowledge of what real money is and what currency is. Currency is was created by man. Real money was created by the God Almighty with intrinsic values, just like you. Every single person you know has intrinsic value. Every person that you know that is living, everything that lives has intrinsical, sustainable value. Nothing inanimate, nothing without life has real intrinsic value. Oh, you didn't know that the precious metals was actually a living entity. Yes. It just didn't tell you that. Just like the earth is a living entity. What are you talking about, Dave? The earth is a living entity. He asks you something. Does grass grow out of it? And does not a egg grow inside of our sisters to bear us the children of our future? Does it not seed the food that the great creator, God Almighty, has put here as a sustainable resource that sustains our body? The great creator never makes anything that is inanimate. Everything the great creator makes lives. Everything man creates is on a piece of paper, sanctioned by the law. The written law. They bring you the book to condemn, but the great creator has the spirit to actually bring the light. There's something called the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. We have sacrificed the spirit of the law and have been deceived to think that it only matters with the letter of the law. Think about what the letters have written. They have written your enslavement every turn, because they come at the pen of a hand of a man that has decided to use their free will as ways and means. Their way of their free will is to manipulate you into providing the means of their lives. So this is something that we need to really look at. We're going to go through some very trying times like you've never seen before. And the key to this whole thing is that you need to prepare when no one else is doing it. Because once the mad dash for resources go, you are not going to be able to compete with the crowd. It will be too dangerous, and the likelihood of you coming away with anything relevant is none. Slim to none. What you should be doing is positioning yourself now for 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, 500 years. And when you start to have that type of vision and you start to look at that horizon, what happens to you in a 2-week cycle as a pay cycle, in a month cycle, in a pay cycle, in a 2-3 day pay cycle for coupons, pieces of paper that have no real value, that can be taken away from you, that can be pushed to zero at any time, you don't even focus on that. You look at what sustains life. So it's so important that we look at where we are and see where we want to go and have a plan to getting there. And look back at what has been what has deceived us in the past, marching, laws, voting, economic disenfranchisement. What does that really mean? Economic disenfranchisement. A lot of people would tell you means that you don't have the ability to make cash. No, you don't have the ability to hold nor do you have the ability to identify resources. That's what it means. You've been disenfranchised from understanding how to secure and what to do with it when you do. Now, one of the things that I'm going to be doing for the people that we do help is so important that you engage in the precious metals class. I will be giving that to you for free for those that will, because this is not about you consuming something and then using that cash to go buy a car or go buy this or that. If you need to move this into assets that you can secure and hold on to and then use as leverage at the appropriate time. Like I said earlier, if you're that type of individual, I don't want to have anything to do with you because you are going to be extremely dangerous once the music stops. Because I only want to deal with people that are disciplined and have the foresight to look at where it is that we need to go now. And there are many of you, and we will help you, and we will get you in position at the appropriate time. We will be able to establish from the assets that we hold the leverage that is necessary for us to command our own economic direction. Warren Buffett has an economic direction not because of the cash that he holds, but because of the assets that he controls. Cash can be easily dealt with. It can be seized from you because it was created. Can seize your bank account, can seize your investments in paper. They even can seize some of your property, your assets. There's one thing that they can't do, people. If they can't take what you can hold and go somewhere else, they won't be able to do a darn thing to you. This is why FACTA is so outreaching. And no one is going to listen to the U.S. It's lost its position. And they're going to turn. It's just like anything else. It's just like a drowning victim, someone that can't swim, that is in the middle of the ocean, and there's other people around them. What are they going to do? Try to grab them and bring them down with them. Not because they're trying, they're just trying to hold on to anything. In this process to prevent them from drowning. But see, they're going to drag everybody else down with them. This is what we can prevent. So what it is that we're offering. We have funding for you to start a business. We have funding for you if you already have a business. And this is the caveat in the whole thing. Create your business. Establish your business. Work in your business. And protect your business and yourself and your family by taking a portion of that and putting it into real money. Putting that into a directive energy that the whole world will acknowledge as being confident for the future. If they're getting out of the dollar, you need to too. If they're shuffling the dollar in their hand and selling it to somebody else, guess what? You need to be the same thing. Who are you going to sell it to? Back to the system. The very same ones that filled the pool to drown you will be the ones that will have to drink all of the water. The very ones that pushed you into the ocean and to the abyss of debt, very same one that pushed you into that ocean is now going to have to drink all of that water. They can't do it. This opportunity, I had to wait for it to happen because I knew it would only happen as we get closer to this. Had to wait for that opportunity to come, knowing that it would come, because once Saudi Arabia said that they're selling their treasuries, once China has said that they are taking over the gold fixed price, they're going to start fixing the price and back their currency in gold. This is when you're going to start to see, and I told you all, there's going to be all kinds of exotic loans. If you don't know what you're doing, you're going to be buying the junk that the rest of the world said, let them choke on this. Not going to take me down. Get rid of it. Give it to them. Our community is always the last to know, but there's an opportunity in all of this. The prosperity in which we've lost can now be regained. Whenever you look at our ancestors, they didn't have cash anywhere. They didn't have a piece of paper. They didn't have some fraudulent note in trade and everything else. They traded with asset to asset. Their power and the energy of their legacy and the energy of their labor was always stored in silver and gold. But we've walked away from that because we've been taught to accept a slave's wage debt. That was the trick. And because of that, and because it was such a trick, it didn't bring any sustainable life. We started to kill because that was the energy that created it. Look at how it's turned us from who we should be. Cream, cash rules everything around me. We'll kill for it. We'll disown our family. Yes, many have killed for the precious metals and everything else, the resources of all things, because that was the energy in which they lived by. There needs to be a different direction. In the midst of their trap, the great creator God Almighty has always provided an escape. Not by opening a door for you, but giving you the ability to walk away from it by your own free will. The great creator God Almighty doesn't need to save you. The great creator God Almighty created you to create life, to execute your free will. It's your free will that saves you. How you execute it. There are no manipulators. Whenever you have, you know, Brother Davis talked about love, and I always say the true measure of love is when you stop living for yourself and start living for someone else. So with the great creator instituted the overall living entities of the universe by. It's nothing that you can steal. From an open hand, it's everything for you to gain from and to learn from and to emulate. So, this is where we are. This is what our community and this is what you're faced with. All hope is not lost. You just have to exercise the free will that you have. Yes, they may have not told you about it, but that is not going to keep you from what it is that you already know in your spirit. You may not know a lot of the things of the precious metals. Don't worry about that. That can be shown to you. You can learn those things. You can learn the intrinsic value of the precious metals. Now you have the opportunity to prepare. If you don't have the food that you need for yourself and your family, don't worry about it. It can be taken care of. You don't have the shelter that you need. Don't worry about it. That can be taken care of. But you need to do it while everyone else is still going to the party, while everyone else is still looking for the next sale, while everybody else is still looking for the next consumer-based product, while everybody else is still looking for the next fad. You could be doing what the squirrel is doing, storing for the coming winter. The economic turmoil. So while everybody else, you position yourself accordingly to what is prudent in protection. And let me tell you, I was going to do the 96 hours of the margin call. We'll do that. But you'll see in that, cash will have no relevance. It will have no relevance in the open market. It will have no relevance, especially in the black market. There will be a black market that will come up. And believe me, the piece of paper that you know as the U.S. dollar won't be accepted there. And when I say the black market, and it's not going to be some in some dungeon or anything else, the black market is going to be where you go to someone that has something that you need, and they're going to say, well, what do you have in return for this? I have this. What do you have? No, I don't need that. That's not what I need. Oh, no, no. I need this. You have this? And they're going to say, no, you don't have that. Oh, can you get this? No, I can't get that. Oh, I can't do that. Not looking for that. Do you know what is going to be needed throughout the world? Is what the economy will be anchored in. And the new economy is going to be asset-based. That's going to be the precious metals. And there's only a finite amount of it in the world. Let me tell you how finite the amount it is, especially in silver. Within our trading class, I had brought to them the fact that there are, and I brought to you at Tando Radio Show a while ago, I posted it last year, that the U.S. government has sanctioned and allowed private companies to go out into space to actually harvest comets, meteorites, and the moon for natural resources, and whatever they find, they can keep and sell. Let me tell you what that is all about. That has everything to do with they are running out of silver on this planet, and you're not going to get any more silver. And the only place that you're going to be able to get it out of is off of meteorites and off of the moon. Let me tell you something. All of the American companies that think that they're going to be able to go to the moon and mine the moon and harvest the moon, China's going to have something to say about that. Russia's going to have something to say about that. Anytime you put something in the space that high and everything else, it is going to be dealt with. There was a company that came on CNBC, and I don't know if any of the people that are here that were listening when I played that would have been for our group, they could tell you themselves. They are saying they are going to the moon in 2017. They told you they were going for one resource, but that's not what they're really going for. I'm going to tell you what they're going for. The precious metals, particularly silver, because it's more valuable and more important than all of the other precious metals here on the planet. Of all the precious metals combined, none of them have the intrinsic value. Combined, gold, platinum, palladium, rhodium, and the other eight precious metals, all of them combined do not have the intrinsic value of silver. And they put it out in front of you in plain sight because they know that you won't do anything about it. You're addicted to the dollar. Let me ask you something. What reason could you ever have? Have you ever tried to reason with a drunk person or a high person? And they know that you are fully inebriated in the dollar to where nothing is really sensible to you other than the dollar. Drunk in the dollar. But there are many people that have sobered up. And those people are going to do extremely well. And they're going to do so well, that's the only thing that the sovereign wealth funds will be willing to do business with. Because they'll have the asset to collateralize their new business ventures that are going to have to come about here in the United States. They're going to have to be here because guess what? The economy will continue. They're not going to collapse the economy. They're going to collapse the common person's economy, yours. And try to collapse mine. But I won't engage in that energy. Nor should you. Nor should you. So if you have any questions or comments, you can definitely give us a call. And you can call us here at 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound and hit *61. And I will say for everyone that engages in the program that we have, there is not a program where it's just something. This is going to be a conglomerate that we are establishing of collective prudence of like-minded people so that we will be able to position ourselves accordingly at the appropriate time. We will move with great leverage because we will have the anchor of the global economy, and we will be paid a king's wage and a ladies and a gentleman wage. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. At any time you'd like to have a question, if you have a question or comment that you would like to make, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. When we come back out of the break, we're going to talk about this a little further and to let you know how this is going to work and what it is that you need to do. Very, very easy. What we need is you. What you need is the information, and you need the opportunity. Seize on it. So we're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we will talk about this and talk into everyone that has any questions or comments. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032#, 549032#. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave in the Tando Radio Show.
me.
Muted.
There's not a minute to spare.
Unmuted. Muted.
Oh, sorry about that. Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio.
Unmuted.
I am so sorry. I had the mute button on, and I forgot to take it off of mute. And Scotty gave me a clue there that I was on mute. Good looking, Scotty. Thanks. Sorry about that, everyone. Forgive me for that. Just, you know, sometimes got up to get something and forgot to take myself off mute. So I just want to say, hey, I'm so happy that we have this opportunity to actually help people, because I'm going to tell you, one of the things about preparing that is it's very expensive to prepare. It requires a medium of exchange, and that can be cost effective. Within our preparedness class, I try to get some of the most cost effective ways. Now, one of the things with what we're doing now, the individuals that will actually be a part of that program, they will get everything from the precious metals to preparedness. All that stuff will be free, even if you're a client now. Once you participate in that, you won't have to pay for the precious metals class or the preparedness class, because this is far more important, because we need to synthesize all of this and get this moving in a direction to where you can get the resources and you can position yourself accordingly, because there are a lot of things that need to actually be acquired in that transferring of getting the currency and transferring it immediately into something that has intrinsical value. Food, water, shelter, energy, protection, all of those things is what you are going to need. And so that's what the process that we're going to have in order for you to do that. And I'm looking so forward to that. And also, there's also going to be a measure of sharing that we're going to have, and I will explain that for the particular individuals that engage in that. So I'm looking forward to this opportunity. It's coming at a time, for those of you that have actually been working with us, I've been saying that, you know, if you look at the overall timetable of things, I said that things are going to fall this way, and they've actually been falling this way, not because I'm a prophet, but because I've studied history and I know what, you know, I see what these people are doing and how they're doing it, because I know about economy and I know about history. So I'm able to put that together to see where they're going. And one of the things that I told the people in our precious metals class is that at some point and at some time, you'll be able to buy an acre or two of land for 1 ounce of silver. That is coming. That is definitely coming. And that is because the overall supply and demand, and you're going to be able to trade for it. And the trade value of that is going to be astronomical, astronomical. And the people that were in the class, the trading class, they heard about they had the funding to go to the moon to bring back elements from the moon. I'm telling you, it's silver that is the main thing that they're going after. Now, let me ask you something. People that's going to the moon for silver, you think that they're going to bring that back here to the earth and is going to be denominated in what is denominated now in? No way in the world. Because the risk factor is going to be so much more. Some of them are going to go to the moon and not going to come back. They're going to find some stuff on the moon that they didn't want to deal with, nor could they deal with. They're going to have to deal with the overall piracy of it all. And what I mean by that, some of the vehicles that they're going to go put up, not going to come back down the way that they put it up. So this tells you everything. I'm going to tell you this. One of the things that while doing my overall research in precious metals, there was a story that came out of the USGS. The United States Geologist Survey, and they said that silver will be the first element on the periodical table to go extinct. And they were absolutely right. I knew what they were saying. They put that there for 3 days and then they took it down. Took it down. And when they took it down, someone at the USGS was giving the world the clue And for those of you that were keen and were in tune to what was going on, you knew what that meant. I definitely knew what that meant because I know what it is, what the importance of silver and how we've been consuming it on this planet, never to return. And I know how the planet doesn't produce silver. Produces other things, but it doesn't produce silver. So this is a great opportunity for us. And it is going to be an opportunity to where the blood on the street that they are going to create is also going to create a prosperity that is going to be generational. Now, I am not going to create the blood that's on the street. I am not going to engage in the blood that is going to be on the streets. But I will definitely prepare my ark to withstand the threats, the adversities that is going to put the blood on the streets. And I would suggest that you do the same. And it's not a hard process at all. And it's something that we all can engage in and do very, very well and strategically place ourselves accordingly. We are already all over the planet, all over the country and the planet. And that is a good thing. Now we need to leverage that appropriately. There are going to be people that are going to want to do business with you. And I would suggest a lot of people learn to speak Mandarin, because that is going to be the economic language of the world, like it or not. For the young people that are going to school, take a Mandarin class. You need to learn Mandarin. And many people here will learn it, but they would maybe extremely limited in their overall conversation in it. But believe me, they will be able to say hello to their boss in Mandarin. I no longer prescribe to a boss, nor should you. But if that is something that you like to do, if that's something that, you know, I heard one person say, not everybody can be a business owner. Heard one person say that. Well, that's because you want somebody to work for you. Get out of here with that. Everybody has the capability of using their energy to benefit them first and foremost. You pay yourself first. I don't put limitations on what the great creator God Almighty has created, nor do I subject myself to the low self-esteem that man always wants to put you under. You pay your taxes. You pledge your allegiance. I'm going to live my sovereign, self-determinant life. This is important to me. This is the essence of it all. And I always say a soldier can never do what a warrior thinks. A warrior thinks about maintaining the sovereignty that they were born under. Regardless of the circumstances, a soldier takes orders. So I'm looking forward to this. So, and if now for those of you, I would say for those of you that have done business with us in the past, you know how we operate. And I am going to reach out to you all, present this opportunity to you all. And what my overall plan is, I am not a leader. I am just one that is willing to work with you in this whole thing. But I do only want to attract people that have a collective prudence in mind, that they want to engage in maintaining some of the sacrifices that sincere people have put into place, such as Black Talk Radio Network, Scotty, such as other people that have not gone about the traditional commercial ways, that will bring you to death and destruction in order for their for them to get a paycheck, a piece of paper, a slave's wage. I am looking for people to not go to the Underground Railroad. I am looking for people to walk to their freedom. And I just happen to want to walk with you and then engage and talk to your free mind and see what you see and see what is important to you and see what we can do together. I want to support that. I want to engage in that. There's nothing for us to fear at all. Has everything for us to respond appropriately to with our free will. So this is the opportunity that we have, how it works. If you are a business owner or if you are seeking to own a business, which you all should be doing, one of the processes in firing your boss, there are plenty of businesses that you can engage in and at the appropriate time, and you can protect yourself so that when the economic downturn happens, you can say, I knew it was coming and I did something about it. Worst thing to ever say is, I knew it was coming and I didn't do anything about it. Because in this whole process, even if nothing comes, you have the ability, even if nothing happens, you won't lose anything. You will learn to be a prodigious saver. But if when it does happen, and if it does happen, I will say if, but I know it's already happening as it speaks. So no, I won't say it. When it does happen, if you haven't done anything about it, you have the opportunity to lose all of your energy of your past labor. That is the key. A lot of people don't. It's not about a monetary thing. It's about harvesting the labor of your past. What have you saved that energy in? What is it that you have that will preserve that so that that can be that energy of your great labor could be a part of your legacy to establish the culture of the people you haven't named yet? Prince has a great legacy. It's called his vault of music. It's called the music that he gave. His energy is fully saved to establish sustainability for his children, his children's children, and his family members that he didn't even name yet. We're not moving through this phase in eternity just to come by. This phase in eternity depicts where our next steps will be tomorrow. It's so important that we be careful about what we think about, because what we think about, we have the tendency to say. We have to be cautious of what we say, because what we say energizes what we do. And we have to be aware of what we do, because what we do will bring about our habits. And our habits we have to guard and really protect our habits, because our habits will develop our eternity. Careful what you think, what you say, what you do. Be careful of your habits, because your habits will become your eternal walk. We have to walk away from the deceit that we've been shown and taught of the past. And this is so, so important. We got a caller in queue we're going to go to. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Davis. Brother Davis, man, I just wanted to call and give you a shout-out, let you know you're on track, brother.
Brother Davis, I just want to say thank you, brother, for you being you, because this is what, you know, when we talk, wow, Brother Davis, when we look back, it was 2 years ago that we talked. I remember right where I was. I was on the 710 freeway. And we talked and said, Brother Davis, we got to do something. And we both said it at the same time. We need to do something. What is it we're going to do? And absolutely. I just thank you for answering that call and having the energy and the sincerity that you have and being a part of this whole thing. And it's so important that our people realize the power in which they have every day.
Absolutely. And see, Dave, a lot of people don't want to wake up to the fact that we are the children of infinity. It begun with and that will end with us. But until they grow to understand the importance of taking their rightful place and following their spiritual path, infinity is an elusive animal, because the truth is, certain people don't want you to know it.
Wow, yeah.
But I just want to give you a shout out to let you know you're on the right path, brother. And that even when you don't think I am, I'm listening. Peace.
I love you. Give my love to Sister Davis. Much love, much respect to Team Davis, Sister Davis, and Brother Davis. Priceless, priceless, priceless. So always, always, much love, much respect. So everyone, we're good on time. So I just want to say, you know, there are some things that I'm just really proud of, the opportunity that we have and some of the energy that we can create. This is an opportunity for us to create. You know, they have Chinatown, they have Italytown. We have the opportunity to create and to build the energy of our town. And let me tell you one thing about big business. And one of the things that, because Brother Davis, one of the things that Brother Davis was really trying to get across last night, one of the many things, says that there's been a very deceptive plan for us to think that someone else is always our enemy. That's because the overall agenda to deceive has been great. And we have an opportunity. Let me tell you, when the adversity strikes everyone, everyone starts to realize the importance of the individual next to them once the fear leaves. Because the thing about a coward and a person of valor, they both experience fear at the same time, but they react to fear differently. The coward is paralyzed by the fear, while the person of valor is motivated to action. And there is an action that we need to have, in my opinion. There's an action that I will have. And I'm just going to speak for myself. And I know there's a lot of you all that I've met since our introduction. Many of you I haven't met, but I've never not known you. Many of you I've never even talked to, or I've never even seen you on the other side of listening to Tando. Or when we were on Blackonomics, or when, you know, we used to call in the Warm Valentine shows and on all of that. And I thank all of that, because that whole process was necessary. And all those individuals were critical to everything. And I think there is a process that we have to look back and to ensure that I'm going to do everything that I can to be what has been missing in myself and what's been missing collectively among us. And this is the energy in which I live by. I never pass a mirror that I'm ashamed of. Because I already see the reflection of in the process of my life daily. And I thank God Almighty for everything that every trial, tribulation, everything that we've gone through. Because now, and for so many years, fear never moved me. I can never prevent it from coming around me, but I would never allow it to affect me. So what are we going to do? Is where we are. So everyone, if you are interested in the opportunity to prepare and to actually fund that preparedness and actually fund a business and actually leverage the funding into real resources, into real money that will transfer the liability of default away from you, then you definitely can contact me. You can email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com, wolf6pack1@gmail.com, or you can text me 951-790-8330. And what is it that we have? What it is that we have the ability to fund you, but I don't want to fund someone that is just going to use this in a way to be a consumer. If that's something that you want to do, you don't want to actually leverage yourself and actually position yourself and to prevent yourself from going into default from it all, then do not call. Do not call, and don't say that that's something that you want to do and you're not going to do that. But if you want to actually have a way to start a business, fund that business, and fund your preparing for when the dollar loses its economic position and its purchasing power, oh, it's still going to be here, but you won't have enough of it to buy anything with. If you want to prepare for that, we can help you. I can help you. And I'm glad to say that I can. And there are some other opportunities in that I will be sharing with you in that whole thing and in that whole process. So you can reach out to me, 951-790-8330, or you can email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. No longer do you have to be afraid about the pensions that have been lost. There are things that you can do. And there is an appropriation and appropriate steps that you can take to protect yourself and your family. So we are willing to work with and help you in that. So I just want to say thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. All of you that have already engaged in the precious metals class or in the preparedness class, I want you to, right after Tando, at the top of the hour, 7:05, I'm in Central Time. If you're in the West, East Coast, it's 8:05. If you're on the Pacific, it's going to be 5:05. Jump on to where we meet, and I will explain it in more detail to you there, okay? Because you are one of the first priorities that I have in this whole thing. Much love, much respect. I just want to say it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to be a fortune to everyone. Before you ask from something from the great creator, God Almighty, make sure that you are emulating the giving of the great creator, God Almighty. We'll talk to you soon. Much love and much respect. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world.